We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. My wife is sitting here today, so that's why I'm so happy. Can you give her a clap, please? And my children. I don't want to waste time because this is a very important historical moment. Amen! An historical moment. I couldn't sleep very well last night, and you can imagine why. Because the devil said to me, no one's going to come. But you are here! Right to the back! I would like you to remember something, if you don't remember anything else. When I was sleeping, well, I wasn't sleeping, but my eyes were closed. God gave me a word. And this is specifically for the people of Mitchell's Plain. God said to me, Mitchell's Plain will be the flower of Cape Town. Mitchell's Plain will be the flower of Cape Town. People will come from overseas to see what God has started in Mitchell's Plain. The people have been prophesying for 20 years.
Yes, yes.
In the southernmost part of the continent of Africa.
Yes.
Right through to Cairo.
Yes.
A fire has started today.
Yes.
Let's give it a little big clap. This is our time. It would not be proper for me to not start with the word. Because you see, folks, we cannot pray to a God we don't know. And the most important thing is first that we repent. If there's one word you must remember from this meeting, is the word of repentance. What does repentance mean? Repentance means coming back to God. Amen. I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 41. From verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. God is speaking to you, South Africa. This is a word from God for this season. Listen carefully. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with you shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new, sharp, threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and the needy seek water, did you get that? I'll read it again. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. God is going to hear your prayers today. And Cape Town
is going to be eternally indebted to the people of Mitchell's Plain for their clothes. Amen. Amen. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittai tree, and the myrtle, and the olive oil tree. And I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine tree, and the box tree together. Verse 20. Listen carefully. That they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Amen. 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 Folks, this is a word for us for now. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. You say to me, Lord Angus, what is holiness? Holiness is the end product of obedience. When you start to obey the word of God, then God blesses you. Many of you here today, this is going to be the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen.
Today, you have to make a decision. Very simple. Am I going to walk with God, or am I going to walk with the devil? There's no other place. I trust that not one of you will leave this place today not committed to Jesus Christ. We are living in dangerous times. The Bible says to us very clearly in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, I am a consuming fire.
Amen.
I have a problem with the way in which people play with the name of Jesus. I have a problem. He is not your mate. He's not your China. He's not the man upstairs. He is God.
Amen.
He is God. He is God. Now, some of you are sitting there and you're saying, Wim Angus, who invited you to Mitchell's Plain? That's a good question. The answer is no one on earth. The answer is God told me to this thing to tell me. That's why I'm here. I don't know if you've heard of the Macedonian call. The Macedonian call, Acts chapter 16, verse 9. And Paul was going to go to Asia. And the Lord said, don't go to Asia. I was going to America. The Lord said, don't go to America. Not this year. I was going to go to Nigeria. The Lord said, don't go to Nigeria this year. I was going to go to Dubai. The Lord said, don't go to Dubai this year. And then Paul went to sleep. And he had a dream. And he dreamed that there was a man standing in Macedonia. And he called Paul. He said, come over and help us. I was sitting in my prayer room one morning. I was reading that little scripture, Union Daily Devotional, and a portfolio of a young man from this area came up. God said to me, go Mitchell's Plain. That's why I'm here. Can we give a lot of big clap? Big clap. I do not believe in coincidences. I believe only in God incidences. There was another farmer. His name was Moses. He was looking after his father-in-law's sheep. And God spoke to him through a burning bush that did not disintegrate. And God said, go to Pharaoh. By the way, just in case you forgot, we are sitting today at the southernmost point of the continent of Africa.
Wow.
Moses was at the northernmost point of the continent of Africa. I want to say to you, this continent is no longer the dark continent. This continent is the continent of light. This continent is the continent that sheltered the baby Jesus. This will be the last continent standing before Jesus comes. That's the one that he knees first, because I was the most arrogant, proud farmer that you've ever met. God broke me. He humbled me. Some of us today need to get on our knees. We need to humble ourselves in the presence of God. Then you'll see God start listening to your prayers. Amen. Amen. So good to be here. God loves you so much. Say to the person sitting next to you, God loves you.
God loves you.
God loves you.
We in the church, we take our salvation for granted. See, some of us, we stay in a holy huddle. We drive past our shanties every single day and we don't even try, man. God, when I see a young girl selling her body for money to feed her family, man. It makes me cry, man. Can't get hard, folks. There's so much potential in this place. I'm looking at an army that can change the continent of Africa in no time at all. Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. Give yourselves a big clap, please. Is a devilish thing. Jesus said, I would rather you be ice cold than lukewarm. If you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. No repentance, no salvation. No repentance, no revival. No repentance, no rain.
That's it.
Getting quiet now.
Amen.
No repentance, no healing. No repentance, no deliverance. No repentance, no vision. No repentance, no freedom. Jesus says, if you don't gather with me, you scatter abroad. Remorse is to be sorry. Some of you are very sorry today. But repentance is to be so sorry that you're going to stop.
Amen.
You see, I can't pray for you, sir, if you've got a drinking problem and I ask the Lord to set you free and you go back and drink again. Doesn't work. Madam, you've got problems with your lungs. You've got a disease in your lungs and I pray for you to stop smoking and you carry on smoking, you will not get healed. See, repentance is you walk in this way and you stop and then you walk the other way.
Hallelujah.
See, when I met Jesus Christ almost 40 years ago, He changed my life. In an instant, He can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. He'll use any man, any woman, any boy, any girl here today. I don't come from a privileged background. My father was a blue-collar worker. He was a blacksmith. I understand what it is to have nothing. But there's no ways I'm a peasant. Child of God.
Yay.
I have all the potential that He wants in me. And so have you. Tell you, sir, stick that chest out tomorrow morning. Pull those shoulders back when you go to church. Say, I'm a child of the living God.
Amen.
Devil must go. To hell. Amen. Amen. What happens after we repent? Then we find favor with God. At the moment, I'm so emotional. When I flew here with that helicopter, by the way, it doesn't belong to me. I just borrowed it. Jesus borrowed a donkey. That's right. And that mine, I just borrowed it. I don't even own a house. I gave my sons the farm, the title deeds, the checkbook, and the debt. Oh. I'm free like a beagle! Hallelujah. We experience joy and love and strength and peace and patience. God gave me a vision. God will give you a vision this afternoon if you dare to trust me. You say, I'm a pensioner. No such word in the Bible. No retirement. Only promotion. Oh, hallelujah. God, you will have a big step up. This is the best day for the rest of our lives. We are about to pray. We are about to pray, and I'm so excited because I love prayer. My wife is an intercessor. I will never come to a meeting if there's no prayer. Never, ever come to a meeting if there's no prayer. God loves you so much. And He gave His only begotten Son for you. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, that have everlasting life. I want to say to you, Mitchell's Plain, this is the best day of your life. I want to say to you, don't miss it, because you might never get another chance. This is your opportunity to start again. You say, Uncle Angus, I've done some terrible things in my life. I tell you, if you repent today, God will wipe them out with the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. You know God's got a bad memory. When He forgives, He forgets. Tomorrow morning you wake up, you say, Lord, you know what I did yesterday? He says, no, I don't know what you did yesterday. What did you do? Today we need to make some decisions. In this place, no more prostitution. No more gangsters.
Yes.
No more drug addicts.
Yes.
No more alcoholics.
Yes.
No more hatred.
Yes.
No more fear.
Yes.
Faith in God.
Yes.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to put our faith into action. Don't blame the government. No. We put the government in power. Do you know the power of prayer? I'm so honored. I've got some dignitaries sitting here today, and I salute you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for coming out. Can you give them a clap, please? Thank you very much. He's the oldest living member of parliament in the history of South Africa. Prince Mangosuthu. Folks, the responsibility of this nation lies in the hands of every single one of us, you and me. Some of us have got too much. Some of us have got too little. It's changing. I'm very happy about that. Very. No one deserves to beg.
Yes.
Every person needs an equal opportunity. And this is not politics, this is Jesus.
Yes.
So we're going to pray. We're going to ask God. Change the nation today. The southernmost point of Africa. These television cameras are going to be showing this program tomorrow morning on TVN. From Cape Town to Cairo and the whole of Europe tomorrow. And then it's going to America. And then we hope the Americans are going to learn something from this.
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to stop today. I want to see the plundering of the devil stop today. The responsibility lies with you and me. The church must wake up. Christianity is hanging in the balance today. What you do when you leave this place is going to affect this nation. That's an absolute fact. We need to make a decision. And I'm going to give you that opportunity to make that decision. And then we're going to pray. You see, folks, there's a scripture that's so worn out. Everybody quotes it. But obviously nobody believes it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who is that? That is the believer. That is the Christian. We love all different faiths and religions. But there's only one God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen.
My people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Yes,
and seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. Forgive our sins and heal the land. saying to the land. I am telling you again, first the spiritual, then the physical. First the spiritual, and then the rain's coming. Plenty rain. Don't ask me to come back in a few months' time and pray to the Lord to stop the rain. I will not be coming back. So go home and repair your boats. Oh, hallelujah. I want to say one last thing. We are faced today with a fatherless generation. I know. It comes from beyond, from before. We're not going to. I want to say to every young man who's got a single parent, today I want to introduce you to the Father of all fathers. He's my Father. He's there to answer all your questions, to help you, to direct you. Today is the day for prayer. Are you ready? Are you ready? So before we pray, we need to repent. You cannot pray to a God you don't know. You cannot pray to a God with dirty hands. We need to say, Jesus, I am sorry for the way in which I have been living. And from today onwards, I'm laying down my guns. I want to say to the gang leaders here, listen carefully. I've prayed about this very hard. When we've prayed this prayer of salvation, I'm going to ask the gang leaders of Mitchell's Flat and surrounding areas. It's going to take a lot of courage. I'm going to ask you to come up here. Join me. I want to say something to you about gang leaders. Gang leaders are leaders.
Yes. Yes.
They're just going the wrong way. So today, we're going to pray that the gang leaders of Mitchell's Plain and surrounding areas will humble themselves in the sight of God. God will start to use you in your gifting. Can we give a lot of big clap, please? I'm going to ask you to do something. Can you stand up? Can everybody stand up? Stand up, everyone. Now, this is very serious. This is the main reason why I came here.
Stop now.
It's the only reason I came here. Because I love you very, very much. Don't listen to what other people say. I love you. I love Cape Town. I've been praying for Cape Town non-stop. But every time when I see there's no rain in Cape Town, I cry. I said, God, peace in the rain. The Lord's already given us a taste today. I'm telling you, it's coming. God is not a man that he should lie. Nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? Has he not spoken? Will he not make it true? Numbers 23:19. Now I'm going to get on my knees. Maybe some of you can't because of medical reasons. But if you can, I want you to humble yourself in the sight of Almighty God. We're going to pray a simple prayer of salvation. Then we're going to start praying for this place, Mitchell's Plain, and our country, and our government, and our young people. And then I want to ask the gang leaders in this place, right at the back there, I want you to come to the front. I want to pray for you, young man. Today, God will exchange that gun for a Bible. You might be our next president, sir. You're a good leader. If you say to me, well, man, yes, I can't come up there, then you're not a leader. Because you've got no guts. I'm talking about men of courage. And I'm not going to wait for you. When I finish praying this prayer of salvation, you in the back there must come running as fast as you can to the front. I'm waiting for you.
Amen.
Could you please get on your knees with me? Everybody on their knees, please. Everybody on their knees, please. Everybody on their knees. What a sight. Everybody on their knees. You know that people are so desperate for peace that we've actually got Muslim workers who are helping us today. Muslims, can you give them a clap, please? They are here. coming to help you because we want peace. So we say, Tula wa kurukul. Help. We say, clear that. And in English we say, peace. I want you to pray this prayer after me, especially those of you right at the back. I want you to pray this prayer after me, please. Loud and clear. Are you ready? Dear Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I repent of all my sin, and I ask you to be the Lord of my life. I will serve no other gods but you. I thank you for dying for me, a sinner.
Thank you for dying for me, a
sinner. On the cross of Calvary. I thank you that 3 days later, you rose from the dead. And you are seated at the right hand.
Seated at the right hand.
God the Father. And because you live, I can face tomorrow.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Please stand up. Amen. Amen. We're now going to pray for 5 minutes. I'm going to time you for five. Maybe some of you have never prayed for 5 minutes in your life before. You're going to pray for 5 minutes. We will time you 5 minutes. And you are going to pray loud. You see, because when the rain comes, and the drought stops, and the revival starts, and the flower of Cape Town starts to bloom, you can tell your family, I was there. I heard my prayer. God heard my prayer. There are some people here from the Western Province. There are people here from all over the world. How about people here from overseas? They said, we've never seen anything like this before. You know there's a rugby match on this afternoon. I guarantee they don't have as many people as we have. You know there's a cricket match on this afternoon. It's probably getting the call off because of your prayers for us. We're going to pray for 5 minutes. You can stand, you can sit, and we're going to start. And I want you to pray out loud in any language you want. You pray for your family. You pray for that prodigal son who's run away from home. You pray for that loved one who's got cancer. You pray for the government. You pray for the weather. You pray for whatever God lays on your heart. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's start to pray. Pray. Pray aloud.
Thank you for this amazing occasion. Thank you for the courage shared by your families. Thank you for all the people who are here. I beg you to hear what they are saying. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. I want you just to stand right there, sir. Stand right there. Talking about gang leaders from Mitchell's Plain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's some gang leaders for ladies too. That's exactly right. We need you in the front. Not just men. We need you in the front. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Is there maybe one more before I pray for this man? Is there maybe one more? Is there maybe one more? There you go. There you go.
Yes.
I'll be checking with you. Beautiful job. Sir, I don't have much left. I want to give you my shirt. He said, this is the last day of your former life. Today you're a child of God.
Yes.
You're in this place and you tell the first three people that you meet, God died to you. Stand here. Come on. Stand here. I'm going to pray for you, son. I'm going to pray for you now, son. Okay, can you gather around me, church? Come stand next to me. Come. I don't know where you've come from. I don't know what you've done. But I don't want to say, God came for people like you. He didn't come for the healthy people. He came for us, sick people. And he says, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus says, go now and sin no more.
Yes.
Amen. Sin no more.
Yes.
That's what we're going to say. Don't finish today. Finish today. Give him a big clap for folks. Please stand up. No one ever thought that he would write 2/3 of the New Testament. No one ever thought that a fisherman with a blasphemous voice would be the head of the church. But they are. We're going to pray a corporate prayer. And I want you, I don't have a Bible now, but I feel free. I don't have shoes, but I feel free. I don't have a hat, but I feel free. You know why I feel free? You know why I feel free? Not because I'm a good man. I'm a sinner. Saved by grace. But because I did what he told me. There's something about obedience that makes you fly like an eagle. We don't belong to this world, folks. In a very short while, Jesus is coming back. When he comes back, he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? The revival started today in Mitchell's Plain, the flower of Kenya. You're going to walk the streets at night, no one's going to harm you. You're going to leave the keys in the ignition of your mother car, and no one's going to touch your mother car. Fathers, you're going to sleep at night with your windows open. No one's going to touch you. Because God is on the move. Ladies, the days of abuse by your husbands is over. Young girls, no more selling your bodies. So many. Your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
From today, you say no more. God is going to make a way for you. We are in a new South Africa. We are trusting for new opportunities for everybody. Everybody. Amen.
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 I want to pray, and then I'm going to head back to my son. To my son. Dad, you're my son. He's going to sing No Longer Slave to Fear. Folks, I'm just going to stand right here because I actually don't know what else to do. A nice place to be. My communication lines are wide open now. I can't explain it to you, it's like it's just fresh air. No more standing on ceremony. No more going through nothing. We're going to express sincere regret for our past, and we're going to pray for our nation. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay. We're going to start by what I will do. I will pray and you say amen. Is that okay? I will pray and you say amen. Amen means so be it. So be it. Okay? So Father God, and we're going to open our eyes and we're going to look around because the person next to you has just prayed that sinner's prayer. So according to the word of God, he is your brother or your sister. You say, is it that easy? Jesus said to the Pharisees, why do you make it so hard for a man to enter the kingdom of God? Saturday night I was in the pub drinking with the boys. Sunday morning I was on my knees. Monday, a different man. I don't dislike alcohol. I hate it. I don't dislike drugs. I hate it. I don't like to see agenda abuse. I hate it. Children, as the old I did, little children are so special to me. Don't touch one of their hairs or their head. Jesus says he'll put a millstone around your neck and he'll throw you into the deepest sea. Those are his people. No more abusing children. Pornography! Today, it is over! Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Father God, I pray now for my brothers and sisters in Christ from Mitchell's Plain, Cape Town, South Africa, the southernmost point on the continent of Africa. I pray, Lord, first of all, for our government, for our president. I pray for our Chief Justice, Mohen. That from today onwards, Lord, before I make a decision, they will ask themselves, Mr. President, one question. What would Jesus do? And then they will respond. Lord, I pray, if it be your will, that I'll be able to go to Father and myself. And open in prayer and scripture reading. To give you all the glory. I pray today for these beloved people that have been standing for hours. Father, thank you for the cool day and for the gentle rain. I pray, Lord, as they return to their homes today, they will know they never, ever have to be alone again. I thank you, Lord, that because we've repented, the revival is coming. In fact, the revival is here. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for education for these young people who have been deprived of education. I thank you for men and women in this place that are sick. They've come here today because the doctors can do no more for them. I thank you for healing them today. In Jesus' name. I thank you for that man who's contemplating suicide, that when he leaves here, he will never think that way again. I thank you for giving him new vision and new direction. I thank you for the businessman in Cape Town, Mitchell's Plain, for a new opening, a new opportunity, and a new vision. I pray today, Lord, for those pastors who are tired and weary and worn out. God, give them your fire. Lord, I pray that that church service tomorrow will be something that the people have never, ever experienced before. Lord, I pray for marriages here. Lord, you hate divorce. You hate divorce. Lord, I pray they'll go home and sit down, have a cup of coffee, and forgive each other and move on for the children's sake and for the sake of the gospel. I thank you for today. I thank you that you are a good God, that you love your people. I pray, Lord, that if we cannot say anything good about someone, we'll choose to say nothing from today on. I ask this in Jesus' name. Now what are we going to do? We're going to hold hands. Hold hands with the person next to you. Amen!
Amen!
Our Father,
Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive them
that trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
The power and the glory.
Oh,
Hallelujah.